When did you know I have to write this?
I think on some level, I probably knew when I was 14. I've been aware that I've wanted to write about it for years. Figuring out how to write about it has been sort of a Herculean task, and it wasn't probably until I had a family of my own that I realized the only way to face it was head on through memoir.
I imagine that this started out pretty messy. It was journal entries. It was talking things through with people.
Absolutely. I knew many of the scenes. Like, that was always very clear to me, and I guess sort of novelistic in terms of how memoir goes. But it was those connective tissues that I had to revisit journals to understand where my head was. My mother was a writer and had a food and travel column, you know, or a food column, and wrote a lot of travel essays. So sort of figuring out the meals that I remembered, what time they were, you know, and sort of putting together the jigsaw puzzle that is all of our lives. I mean, it is much harder figuring out your own timeline than you actually realize.
You eventually marry the son of the man that your mother was having this long love affair with.
Oh, yes, I did.
And at the beginning of the relationship, you write, "I hadn't told my new boyfriend that our parents were in love and had been having an affair for years. It hadn't even occurred to me to tell him." And I'm wondering what it was like for you to write those lines now.
Yeah. I mean, writing it, and to the bigger point, understanding it, that was who I was. I mean, one of the most beautiful parts of writing, to me anyway, is that it helps me understand what I think. And, you know, it's this method of organizing yourself and your thoughts. And yeah, I was shocked by so many things because I'd forgotten that it hadn't occurred to me. I mean, now, if I had a secret, and I, you know, I'm pretty vigilant about being transparent and open, but if I had a secret, I would be so aware of it in every situation and uncomfortable holding a secret. And then it was the norm. It never seemed wrong to me that this person who should have been, you know, practically biblically my priority in, you know, in terms of, you know, he became my husband, and yet my allegiance was to my mother.
One line that really struck me, you write, "I knew only what pleased my mother. I didn't have a moral compass." So you're really clear about the work that it takes to develop your own identity. Can you talk about that?
Part of my own finding my way was largely done through literature. I mean, there was therapy, there are friendships, there were all sorts of other things that happened, but it was through reading that I really learned a lot of life lessons. And I also, you know, reading is the most fundamentally empathetic act because you immediately, you know, we're all sort of forged in, you know, these very unique furnaces that are mostly our childhood. And then you read something and you're in a war-torn country, you're in the Deep South, you're in poverty, you're in wealth, whatever that world is. And if you're allowing yourself to get lost, you inhabit that world, and it shows you things. And likewise, there are so many moral lessons to books, of course. It was one of the things that when I think back, I think really saved me.